B-Pod Studios.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, how can I help?
Roy, this man would like to stay anonymous, but this is a doozy. He writes in and says, Roy, I want to know if I'm being unreasonable because I'm upset that my wife is leaving her wedding ring at home when she goes out clubbing with her friends. She's going out a lot with them lately, and I've noticed her ring was at home, and when I asked her about it, she explained that she does it so that she can act single to get free drinks. Now, he believes that this is causing, like, she's out there flirting with guys, which is probably true. But he says, I have mixed feelings about it, and just something seems wrong with the scenario to me.
Doesn't sound like anything's wrong to me. Yeah, sounds perfect. Listen, as long as she's coming home with you at the end of the night, that's the only thing that matters.
But she's not going out with him.
Yeah, well, it's fine, but as long as she comes back home. And I mean, if she has to go out there and get a free drink or two, I love that. She's frugal. That's fantastic.
And so, this is why this is one of my favorite segments on Qualified Advice, because I guarantee you, Loren and a couple other people out there are like, what, Roy? Yeah.
Leave the ring at home. Go get the free drinks. Come back home. It's great.
704-570-9595. Issue or not an issue? Married woman leaving the ring at home to get free drinks while her husband sits at home and she's out with her friends.
Which, now, if there was any other signs that you shouldn't trust her, maybe, but if you're in a relationship and it's solid and and she's going out for girls' night and she wants to get some free drinks, go get them. Listen, I don't want you to be taking the... Listen, when you go downtown to get drinks, those things are like $10 to $15 a pop. If you can get them for free, get them for free.
So can I tell you this from a woman's side of it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying to not trust your wife, but I would definitely do a little recon on this.
Oh, my God.
No, I would. I swear to God I would. If my husband was going out with his friends and leaving his ring at home, like, I would want to make sure that he was actually out with his friends and not out with some guy not out with some woman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He was saying that he was out with his friends.
But why would you immediately jump to that? If there's been no other signs, why would you think they would lie?
That's kind of a big sign to me, because for me, as a woman, if I go out with my single friends, guys typically buy your little group of friends drinks if they're trying to get with one person. Like, they're not, do you know what I mean? Like, a true gentleman is not just going to buy your single friend a drink when it's you and her out. Like, he should buy both of you a drink.
So I kind of have a take on this, because the wedding I went to in the Bahamas was my friend's second wedding after his first marriage ended in divorce, when he realized a pattern. The pattern was, when she said she was going to the gym, she was leaving her wedding ring
Bam.
On the counter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Guess who?
She's cheating?
With the trainer.
Oh, boy.
And now they're divorced, and he's remarried to an awesome woman. And I had a great time in the Bahamas, but that was the thing. He realized it after, like, he goes, why is she leaving her ring here when she goes and works out?
So we're asking our radio family to call in at 704-570-9595 to help out with unqualified advice. And between you two and what appears to be the majority of the people calling in, it looks like not many people are on my side.
Well, that's why it's unqualified, Roy. Nobody said it's qualified advice.
I think it's great. If Sterling told me if we were married and he's like, listen, I got to go get free drinks, I'd be like, you got to do what you got to do. Like, as long as you're coming home, we're good.
Hey, Abby, make sure your radio's off in Charlotte, and welcome to the Main and Roy and Loren show.
That's why I'm qualified.
Oh, but there we are.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
It's great. If Sterling told me we were married, and he's like, listen, I got to go get free drinks, do what you
got to
do.
Like, wow, look at all that. She's going to freak out when she realizes the delay catches up. Hi, Roy.
Oh, I think she just turned it down.
Hi, Abby.
Hello. Yes,
well, there we go. See, now, you might or not have known this, but just in case you say bad words, there's a bit of a delay. So we're technically in the future. So you got to talk to us through the phone.
Okay, sounds good.
Uh-huh, yeah. So what do you think about this unqualified advice?
So I see absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, going to get free drinks. I see where you're coming from as far as, like, you know, you got to do what you got to do if you want to go get a couple free drinks and you're in, like, a trusting relationship. But my thing is, why wouldn't you just communicate that in the first place instead of, you know, him having to go out of your way and ask you, okay, I noticed a couple times that you left and took your wedding ring off. If you were just trying to go and get the free drinks, wouldn't you just say that in the first place? Like,
see, hey. Just like that, I'm easily swayed.
Thanks, Abby.
Because I think that would be like I'd be like, Sterling, I have a great idea. Let me tell you about this plan. I'm you know.
And how do you think that would go over with Sterling?
Probably not well. No. I see world very differently from a lot of people. But at I'm least, very trusting.
At least she's telling him, hey, I'm leaving the ring here so I can get free drinks.
Yeah, but he had to ask her about it.
She didn't come out and say it.
Right.
Yeah, which I can see that being a bit of an issue. Let's talk with Stephen and Matthews. What do you think, man?
I'd definitely say leave the ring on. I mean, you're married. You're committed to that one person, pulling that ring off. I mean, I'm going through a separation now. And I definitely disagree with it now that I'm going through the whole separation.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But yet, here's someone who agrees with Roy.
All right. This is Thesha?
It's Tisha.
Yes. Oh, Tisha. Okay. Hi, Tisha.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think?
I agree. I don't see anything wrong. If a woman's in a bar or a restaurant and she has a ring on and a man wants to buy her a drink, he's going to. If she doesn't have the ring on, he's going to. It doesn't mean he's not a gentleman because she has a ring on, but some women wear rings that look like wedding rings that aren't. In today's society, as long as you're honest to your word and you're faithful to your partner, there shouldn't be an issue. But if you're leaving your ring at home and you're lying about it, well, then that's weighs the decision.
I feel like there's so many people that are dishonest, though, and I agree with you in the fact that a guy could buy you a drink whether you have a ring on or not. So why take the ring off in the first place, I guess, is my issue.
Well,
because she has single friends.
I wear a ring
friends.
For a different reason. I wear a ring to avoid issues when I'm not married.
Oh, so you're saying...
We've heard of that. Yeah. People, women wear wedding rings to not be bothered when they go out.
Yeah, but some guys don't care about that either way.
But what she's saying is that doesn't matter at that point. Those guys are going to do what they want anyway. Thank you. And now I'm sitting here.
My point, though. Like, if they're going to do what they want to do, then why take the ring off in the first place?
I mean, the ring signifies the marriage between you and your wife, and your husband.
Yeah.
And when you don't wear it, are you breaking that bond when you go out? That's the question. Now, all of a sudden, the unqualified advice has gone deep.
What, you think the ring has magical powers? you think that...
It's not a chastity belt.
No, it's not.
You think, like, the moment you take it off, the magic goes away? Do you think love just is only contained within the
ring? No, but I mean, like, it's sick. It signifies that. It's a symbol of it.
It does.
And when you take that off, do you not still feel the symbol of it in the significance of the ring? You know what I mean?
I think flirting is dangerous territory when you're married.
And how about this? I'm trying to think while you guys are talking. Would I be jealous if I was out with Amanda and guy bought her a drink?
No, you'd probably be like, heck yeah, for
would
a drink.
I've been out with Dallas before and somebody has bought me a drink.
And?
And I say, thank you.
Didn't Dallas knock that guy out?
No. That guy grabbed me.
Oh.
I said, hey, let me introduce you to my husband after I got the drink, of course.
Okay.
Like, Dallas and I had a good laugh about it, and he was like, hey, if you're getting drinks, like, have at it.
Yeah.
But, like, I did have my ring on. I wasn't flirting. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Like, I don't know. And I was with my girlfriends, too, but that's what I'm saying.
Actually, Amanda just texted me and said that happened the night we were at the Justin Timberlake concert.
Mm-hmm.
She was hanging with another couple.
But she did not have a ring on. That's my point.
But that guy kept buying her drinks.
Yeah.
And I didn't care. Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which way I sit on.
Let's go on, qualified Roy.
Come on, what's the ruling? You got a rule.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Unless she's keeping it from you or there's some other sign.
You don't think he should do any recon and make sure that she...
Let him make his decision.
If there's any other sign that you should be, you know the signs. If you have the feeling, then it's probably happening. But if she's just trying to save money and she loves you to death... Who cares?
Okay. I'm just saying, if you had to write an email to Roy for unqualified advice, you might end up on War of the Roses. I'm just saying.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.